Hi, Jax. Thank you for
Hi,
taking
how are you?
time. I'm
No
good. How are
problem.
you? So the show premieres this week, and obviously you're also on Vanderpump this week. I'm curious, how did it feel having the film crew back? Because obviously it's been a few years. You've been on social media and stuff, but like, was it riding a bike, having people in your face with cameras, or talk to me about that?
Well, no, it was like riding a bike. I just fell right back into it. I just got off of House of Villains as well,
Oh,
and
that's right.
The reality show, it doesn't faze me. I don't get nervous or anything. It don't even act like anything else. It just was right back to work. So it was really, really cool. And it was nice seeing the camera guys again, some of the old producers I haven't seen in a while. So it's been really good. And plus, I've been filming The Valley for the last 8 months too. So nothing
Yeah.
was really out of the ordinary. I kind of just fell right back into it.
Yeah, I'm curious, like not everyone on your cast has been on TV before, I think. So like, was there an adjustment pe period for those people, or did you have any advice for them about being on a show like this?
I thought I was gonna have that problem. I really did. I knew Kristen would be fine and Brittany would be fine. And but I really thought, okay, I don't know how everyone's gonna adjust to this, but everybody did awesome. I couldn't believe how well everyone did it. They were like pros. I wasn't had, didn't had no concerns at all. In fact, they were just really good. That's like they've been doing this for years.
Yeah, the drama came out pretty quickly. It was fun.
It came up quicker than I wanted it to. When I created the show with my manager Ryan, who's also an executive producer, I was planning it not to be such as dramatic as it used to be, like on Vanderpump Rules. I was kind of hoping for more of a, kind of just the next stage in life, because a lot of us are in our 40s now, and kind of, people are getting married, having kids, not having kids, divorced, separated, whatever. That was my whole goal, kind of just to show that part of our lives, because no one's seen me married yet, no one's seen me as a father yet. And vice versa with everybody else too. So it's kind of, you get a different bunch of different groups of people going through all different types, parts of their lives. Some, like I said, some are getting married, some are not, some are trying to have kids, some can't, So it's just a little bit of everything, but the drama came real quick. But that,
Yeah.
yeah, a little quicker than I wanted it to be honest.
For sure. Okay, so let's get the Britney question out of the way. How are you guys doing? Is it cordial, or is you still figuring it out? And then do you see a world where you guys are back together?
Everything is pretty amicable right now, and I don't really want to talk about my
Yeah.
marriage.
Yeah, I get
That's
it.
about it. But everything's pretty amicable right now. Yeah.
Okay. I'm curious because like obviously your news came out, and then was it Michelle and Jesse also came out
Yeah.
with this news? I guess what do you tell, like, people always are going to say something like, oh, why is this happening all at once? It's so convenient. But like, what were your thoughts on their separation? Because we can see it in the first episode, a
It
little bit of the tension.
wasn't all at once. Theirs was going on a long time
Yeah.
ago. It just played out differently. That's all. And his situation is completely different than mine. But you'll have to see that on the show. I don't want to give anything away, but it's just life. Like I said, things are going to happen regardless if the cameras are here or not. They just kind of fell in line with everything that's going on. And there's stuff going on right now, and the cameras aren't going, so they're stressing out about that. So things just happen in this world that we live in, the Vanderpump Valley world. This is just the way it is. Whether the camera's here or not, this stuff's gonna happen.
Yeah. Talk to me about being on Vanderpump, and talk meeting up with Tom Sandoval. Was it awkward? Did you feel like he was making strides to be a better person? Like, what were your first impressions of that?
I got to be honest with you. My goal in that whole situation was not to come after him about Ariana. I could care less about, to be honest, whether he cheated or not. Everybody on the show has cheated, so for me to come after him and be like, "You did this," like, no, that wasn't my goal there. My goal was to kind of confront him about how he treated Tom Schwartz. So he created this huge mess, and then decided to tuck his tail between his legs and run off, and leaving Tom Schwartz to deal with the restaurant and all these other issues. And his supposedly his business partner, his best friend, and you left him hung to dry. Now Tom was going through his personal issues with his personal life. Meanwhile, trying to not try to run his business because it was getting crapped on because of what Sandoval did. It was getting boycotted all over the press, and people weren't going. And that just wasn't fair to Tom Schwartz. He didn't sign up for this. He didn't do anything wrong, but yet he was taking the brunt of it all, and that just wasn't fair. So I was like, how could you do this to your friend? You decided to do this affair. Then you need to stand up and say, listen, I did something wrong. I've done a lot of things wrong in my life. I know that, but I've always stood up, and I've always stood my ground, and I've always confronted it head on. And I kind of lost respect for him. If you're going to play this game, and like you have, you should stand up and be like, listen, this is what I did. I'm going to own it. I'm going to try to fix myself and not try to make excuses. It's a very Tom Sandoval thing to do, is make excuses and never just say, listen, I did something wrong. He doesn't know how to take. He doesn't know how to say I'm sorry. I hope he learns. I think he's learning. I think this was obviously a big deal in his life. There's a lot of things that, you know, went down, but I hope he's learning. I really do. And I'm excited for people to see how this all pans out tomorrow.
Yeah. We see a little bit of you talking about your bar with the guys. Yeah. And, you know, Schwartz had told me actually, like, he's been in there a bunch of times. It's really fun. But do you think there was any sort of, on Sandoval's part even, like, jealousy? Like, oh, the bars are my thing. Like, why are you doing a bar? Was that a thing ever?
No, I don't think it was a jealousy thing. I just, you know, I was just at the right place at the right time. And my business partners knew who I was and they wanted to start business with me. And, you know, they're all family guys as well. I love them dearly. And, you know, it just kind of fell into my lap and the opportunity just fell in my lap. You know, I don't know if there's a jealousy thing there. I don't think that I want everyone to be successful. I don't, you know, wish, no matter what Tom says, he likes to say that what does he say? I like people's misery or something. I think he said something like that. I can't remember what he said on the show, but I don't. I want everyone to succeed. Believe it or not, they are my friends. I love them dearly. They've been in my life for many, many years. So, you know, it's just a typical Sandoval thing to do to deflect. That's what he does.
Who would you say are you closest with still? Is that Schwartz?
I would say Tom Schwartz. Yeah. You know, Sheena, Lala, we are in our lives. Who else? I see James from time to time. He's pretty busy now being a DJ. But yeah, my life's a lot different than theirs. You know, I got to understand, I have kids. I don't really hang out too many people that aren't married and don't have kids. It's just nothing personal. I don't have anything in common anymore with people that aren't in the same shoes that I'm in. You know, I go to, you know, Sky Zone and I'm going to daddy daycare and I'm picking up my kid from school. So there's just really not much time for me to be hanging out with my single friends.
Fair. It happens. Talk to me about Kristen, because I know you guys have had a contentious relationship. How are you guys? I know, yeah, she's been blocked before. Is she blocked currently? Or are you guys okay right now?
Oh, no, she's okay right now. You know, okay. I've always had an up and down relationship with Kristen. We're kind of very similar. We're both very stubborn people. But, you know, at the end of the day, we're both there for each other. That's all that matters. She's definitely great TV, and I think people are going to really enjoy her this season.
Yeah. We definitely see that you're not maybe the biggest fan of Luke. And I'm curious, like, can we talk a little bit more about, like, why? Like, is it just personalities don't get along, or is it, like, something specific?
That's not true at all. I think Luke's a great guy. That's, I don't know where that came from. Basically, I was just kind of letting him know, you know, I know Kristen's past. I've been around for five of her ex-boyfriends, you know. I was just basically saying, hey, listen, if you're going to uproot your life from Colorado, do your research, do your homework, and see what you're getting into first. That's all. I like Luke. He's a great guy. Actually, we've gotten a lot closer over the past 6 months. I think he's awesome. He's just a little quieter than normal, you know, but that's normal. He's from Colorado in the middle of nowhere, like moving out to LA. Not only moving out to LA, but he's living with Kristen. Like, that's a whole, like, in itself. And I, you know, God bless him. All I got to say is God bless him, because every day I'm like, how? Because he's such a quiet, normal, I don't want to say normal. He's just a very quiet human being. You know, he's from like Colorado. He lives on a river, goes fishing and hunting, and he's just very not LA, you know? So, to answer your question, I think he's doing really well, though. He's adjusting out here. And like I said, God bless him.
Yeah. No, you could definitely tell he's like a different guy than Kristen usually dates. Yeah. Which is interesting.
I don't mean it to come off of like I wasn't his. You know, the thing is like, I know what Kristen does. She falls in love, has these crazy relationships, and then she expects us not to be their friends when she breaks up with them. So when she brings another man into our world and she wants us to involve him, I'm like, okay, but if things don't go wrong, like, he's still going to be my friend, just like Alex, just like Carter, just like Tom, just like James. I'm not going to just see you later because you broke up with them. And that's kind of what she wants us all to do. So, you know, she brought another guy in. She's like, okay, Jax, can you introduce him to your circle? And I did, but I go, listen, you know, you have a track record of doing this kind of thing and you make it my fault when you break up. So just know, if things don't go the way, I'm going to still be his friend. Mm-hmm. Guys don't handle things the way girls do. They're a little different when it comes to that.
That's the thing about this show too. And with any like reality show, like you filmed many months ago and it's so interesting. Then you have to rewatch it and you get to see all the confessionals. And are you, I guess, prepared for that? Are you have you seen many of the episodes anyway? So you're kind of already know what's going to happen.
No, I will not watch the show. I've never watched the show. Watch Vanderpump. I never will. It's done fine for me this far. So I lived it. I shot it. I worked on it. I don't need to watch it again.
Oh, wow. Okay. So even if like in confessionals, you're like, I don't care to hear what people say.
Don't care.
Wow. Okay. I feel like you're the rarity. I don't know if that's common.
No, I'm just, it's not my thing. Like I said, it's once I do a scene and once I film, it's over, on to the next. I kind of don't, I don't dwell. It's like people going on Instagram and reading comments. What's the point?
That's a dark hole.
It is. It can be a dark hole. So, and then you start getting into about things, or I should have done this, or I wish I would have done that. I just rather not to live like that.
Yeah. Which cast members are you excited for people to meet? Like, do you think there's going to be like people who really love certain cast members and root against others?
Yeah, I'm really interested to see what people think of Jesse. I'm really interested. It's going to be an interesting thing there because of his dynamic with everybody. I don't know if he's going to be hated, if he's going to be loved. I really don't know. I'm really interested in that one. But I think everyone's going to like everybody, you know, for different reasons. Like I said, everybody's in a different phase of their lives on this show. That's what's really cool. You're seeing a different story. And hopefully people, you know, across America see this, or across the world see this and be like, oh, I'm going through the same thing. Look, they're going through it. Like, they'll learn something from it. And that's the whole point here. You know, that's why I don't like to pick and choose what's on the show, even if it's bad or good. People are going through the same things, you know? So our life is just out there, and hopefully we can help somebody if they are.
Yeah. I know we have to wrap up soon, but anything else that you are excited for people to see? Do we see any more familiar faces pop up throughout the season, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's crossovers, like Lala and Sheena, and I think Brock, and there's a little bit of everybody that comes in there. I think everyone's going to love the show. I really do. Like I said, it's kind of the next phase of our lives. And I worked incredibly hard on the show, and it's finally here. Super excited about it. I can't believe it's here tomorrow. But I think everyone's going to enjoy it. I think they are. And it's like I said, it's the next phase of our lives. It's the valley.
Yeah.